From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. How's it going, Melissa?
Good today. Ready for Thanksgiving.
It's almost Thanksgiving. Well, maybe I'll be ready by tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, we were invited by Lifetime Television to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Flirting with 40, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, December 6th. In Flirting with 40, Heather Locklear stars as Jackie Lawrence, who is divorced with two kids and facing her biggest fear, turning 40. Her best friend convinces her to go to Hawaii for the Big 4-0, and there she meets Kyle, a handsome, much younger surfing instructor. Robert Buckley, by the way, you can see him in ABC's Lipstick Jungle. He plays Kyle. So, Melissa, what did you think of this movie?
I enjoyed this movie. I wasn't sure if it was going to be really, really sappy since it was a Lifetime movie, which does have good movies.
Yes, they do.
They do have good movies, but some are a little sappy, but I was happily surprised. And, you know, even though it's a tad predictable, a decent romantic story can always work if the acting's good.
And Robert Buckley did make me believe that his character was truly interested in the older woman. But it didn't hurt that the older woman was played by Heather Locklear, who, by the way, is related in a roundabout way to someone we know. She is the second cousin to Jean Brown, who is the wife of our fellow podcaster, Don P. Brown.
It's a small world after all.
Yes, it is.
I thought Heather Locklear was good in this role, and Robert Buckley was refreshing as Kyle. He didn't portray it in a cliche kind of way. He's good looking, but his character was also a good person.
I agree.
I think the only thing that I found a little annoying were her friends, because it just took them way too long to trust her to be such good friends, that she knew what she was doing and be supportive. And her ex-husband was just a typical kind of jerky ex that they always had in TV and movies.
Well, I didn't like that Jackie took so long to introduce her children to Kyle, because she made many trips to back to Hawaii to see him, and he was always asking about her kids, so you knew that, you know, he wanted to meet him. And why exactly was she always flying to Hawaii to see him? Why didn't he come visit her on the mainland?
Well, he said he didn't like to go. Well, there was one scene, though, where he said he only left Hawaii like one time a year.
So yeah, because I think he was originally from California and, you know, escaped to Hawaii. But she was commuting back and forth from, was it St. Louis?
See, I wasn't ever clear exactly where she was supposed
or Boston?
To be living from.
Yeah,
I don't think they made it clear.
But yeah,
where it was from. But you'd think she could have fit her kids in there with her, you know, a little sooner than she did.
Taking them.
That's true. That's definitely true.
But, you know, wow. I mean, because the movie, it looked like she made at least four trips back to see Kyle. And, you know, you were saying that that's probably an eight-hour airplane flight.
It was probably a long trip. But that was the best part of the movie, was the scenery in Hawaii. Yeah, it was so pretty. Yeah. So pretty.
And hopefully they actually filmed it there. They probably did. You can't fake Hawaii.
I think it had to be. If it's not, I want to know where they filmed it at. And if it's close by Oklahoma.
Yep. So what would you rate it?
I would give it an 8 out of 10. It's a wonderful escape movie if you're in the mood for love.
Well, I'll agree with you. I've always, you know, one-upped you or something. But I'll give it an 8 because Flirting with 40 was a really good movie. You ought to tune in. It premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, December 6th on Lifetime. Well, that's a wrap for this week. We will return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program. But feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.